Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the live broadcast. I am breathing in and I am breathing out. I got a group on last week and I've been taking yoga classes. And for those that follow me on Facebook, they're always commenting about the interesting life that I lead. I'm always trying different things. Many of you know I have studied martial arts on and off most of my life. I'm a second degree black belt in Taekwondo, and I've been wanting to work on my flexibility. So I decided to grab this Groupon, and I've been taking something called hot yoga, which is pretty challenging, I'll tell you that. You go into a room and it is 104, 105 degrees. Yes. And you are literally so hot, I kid you not, that you have to take like electrolytes or a potassium pill before you go in. Most people drink 24 ounces of water beforehand and then about 24 ounces of water during the actual workout. It is brutal, just the heat alone. Not to mention doing all of this yoga stuff that you do, but I've really enjoyed it. As challenging as it is, it's interesting to me. I'll tell you, it is just interesting. And it's interesting the people that you meet when you go to something like that. And the classes are packed. I mean, who knew that so many people wanted to get locked in a room and heat it up to 105 degrees? I mean, I think I have simmered spaghetti sauce at 105 degrees. And I felt like spaghetti sauce coming out of there. All right, so we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. In hour number two, my guest is student loan expert Jan Miller. Now, let me tell you something. If you have a student loan, if you know anyone that has a student loan, you do not want to miss my second hour tonight. Jan Miller has been with us. I think he's been with us twice before, so this would be his third appearance. And let me tell you that this guy knows his stuff, so much so that about 2 or 3 months ago, he helped someone in my own family with their student loans. And this guy is like magic. I mean, he was able to take this person's situation and get their loan payment suspended for a year. And then because they work for a nonprofit, apparently when the payments begin again, they're going to be like a third of what they were before. And then after a certain number of years, the remaining balance of the loan is forgiven completely. And there's all kinds of tricks like this, ways that you can take a student loan, or maybe you've got 3 or 4 or 5 of them and combine them into one and get a lower interest rate and lock in your rate so that it can't go up on you in the future. It's just amazing what he can do. And he's not a guy that, he doesn't even have a book that I know of that he's selling. He is somebody who really actually knows how to do all this stuff. And we've had him on before, and I've gotten such a positive response from our listeners that have contacted him. He has some kind of a program. It's not very expensive, where you can actually get in touch with him personally to work with him one-on-one on all of this. And he's not like a big, big business. It's just him. I think he might have one other person that works with him, but this is not like call this 800 number and you can talk to one of his, you know, 2,000, 3,000 associates or something like that. It's just a guy, and I think he has one associate that works with him in an office, and they know how to do all this. Very, very cool stuff. That's in hour number two tonight. Tonight, when we come back from our first break here in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about something that has absolutely lit my blog on fire over the last two or three days. The televangelist Joel Osteen is apparently in the midst of a potential financial scandal. And I always kind of run the risk when I weigh in on something like this that has to do with a fellow Christian, because so many Christians get upset if anybody publicly disagrees with another Christian. And I sort of don't view it that way. I mean, my view is I have the right to my opinion like everybody else. And so we're going to talk about the brewing scandal, quote unquote. And I've got an article up on this over at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. And I've got here, the headline is Joel Osteen Financial Scandal, question mark. Because, you know, what's going on at his organization, as far as anybody knows, is totally legal. There's just a question really of ethics about all of this, and I'll give you the Reader's Digest of it, and then we'll get into it in a lot of detail after we come back from our first break. So the deal is this: Joel Osteen, as many of you know, is this huge, huge best-selling author. But separately and aside from that, he's also a pastor of a church in Houston that is so big they bought the NBA stadium, when the NBA team there moved up to a new stadium, they bought the stadium. And I don't know if they're building another facility or if they're remodeling it, but apparently there's going to be some facility now that'll be like, it'll have a food court. It can seat like tens of thousands of people, and it's going to have an ice skating rink in it. I mean, it's just like off the charts. Okay, that's all great. So he's a successful guy. He's got a lot of books out. A lot of people want to go to his church, and there's a lot of money flowing in. Some reports say there's, you know, $70 plus million dollars coming in per year to his nonprofit organization, which is behind the TV show, behind the church, behind the speaking engagements all around the country. But here's kind of the scandal, quote unquote. The scandal is, the allegation is, and this was a story that appeared in the National Enquirer, I think it was about 4 or 5 days ago, that a very prominent New York City attorney, who apparently has had litigation with Joel Osteen on a separate matter, has decided to go public and make the allegation. And what he's saying, I think, is true. It appears to be true. There's nothing from Joel Osteen's organization denying this that I was able to find, which is that Joel Osteen basically pockets all of the money from his book sales personally, although he's promoted, of course, on this television show, which is funded by his nonprofit organization. So this is really the question, the ethical question, which is, this New York lawyer is saying, hey, Joel Osteen is basically getting free advertising, millions and millions of dollars of free advertising through his TV show, his TV broadcast of his church. And that is used then to promote him as a personality and to promote him as an author. And then all of the book money that is made, including, I guess, the book is sold even inside the church, that the book money goes to him personally. And Osteen has become very, very wealthy. Some news reports say that his net worth is $40 million, that he lives in a $10 to $12 million estate home, and he has more than one home. That's just one of the homes. So we're going to get into this after our first break, which is coming up here shortly. But I also want to tell you briefly before that, I had a wonderful, wonderful mini vacation with my wife over Christmas. This was a one-night stay at a hotel and 2 days. And what we did was we took the Amtrak train. We took a trip that was less than 2 hours on Amtrak, and it was just wonderful. I loved it. I love trains. I've never gotten to ride Amtrak, and I was amazed at how big the seats were, how easy it was to get on the plane. There was no strip search. It was just, you just walk up and get on the train. I mean, it couldn't have been more easy. So there is a huge article we've got up about my trip, my Amtrak trip, how I did it, and seven strategies to save a lot of money when you travel Amtrak. All of that over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. We will be right back. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I already kind of tipped the table here. We're talking about the Joel Osteen financial scandal, and I've got a question mark there. Because, you know, the National Enquirer suggests it's a scandal, but who knows? I mean, what's going on here is totally legal from everything I've read. It's just more of a question of ethics or a question of morals. Do you think that it is okay for a church or a leader of a church, a pastor like a Joel Osteen, to use his nonprofit organization to make him famous, to promote him on television, so forth and so on, and then just pocket the money from his books? Do you think that that's okay? That apparently is how Joel has become so wealthy. And I want to talk here about some of the comments I've gotten on this blog post. And if you have not seen it, it's very hot. A lot of people are commenting. It's going all around Twitter. And I have gotten a wide range of reactions to this article. So if you want to check out the article for yourself, blog.christianmoney.com. And if you scroll down, I believe it's the third or fourth post that you'll see once you get over to the homepage. So again, in a nutshell, the question is, and by the way, Joel Osteen is not the only one that does this. I mean, this is a pretty common practice, but I really have a problem with it. I mean, first of all, if you're going to go into ministry, if you're going to go into the nonprofit world, and I don't just apply this to Christian organizations. In fact, in the article, I actually link to a street.com article that lists 10 CEOs of nonprofits that are paid more than $1 million salary. And that just makes me sick. It makes me sick when I see, for example, college presidents making $600,000, $700,000 salaries when kids are begging, borrowing, and stealing to try to scrape together the money to be able to afford tuition. So my view in the Jim Paris world, I look at nonprofit as just that, nonprofit. Now, does that mean that you can't earn a reasonable living to be able to support your family? No, it doesn't. But I'm looking here at my blog post, and we have a bird's eye view picture of the Joel Osteen, I don't even want to call it home because it looks more like a campus. It is a 17,700 square foot mansion. And this is from several years ago. The tax assessment on it was over $10 million. The home features a guest house, a pool house, and three elevators. And look, some people have said, so what? Just because Joel Osteen is a pastor, just because he's a Christian, there's nothing wrong with him having a house worth $10 million. Well, I agree with all that. I have no problem, for example, with radio guy Dave Ramsey, who is a Christian guy, who has a $10-plus million house near Nashville, because Dave is not a nonprofit. You see, when you set yourself up as a nonprofit and you start asking little old ladies to send you a portion of their Social Security income to support you, I think that you have waived the right to have a 17,000 square foot mansion that has a giant pool in it. Looks like an Olympic sized swimming pool. It's huge here from this, I don't know, some kind of a helicopter shot that was taken. And it's got multiple elevators. I mean, how many elevators do you need? This house has three elevators in it. I mean, why do you even need an elevator in a house? I don't understand this. I mean, I understand in a business, if you have a four or you have a five-story building, maybe you have an elevator. But how many people have elevators in their house? I guess if you're handicapped, maybe you would need one and you had a two-story house. But Joel Osteen and his wife, they look very healthy to me and they're in very good shape. I guess Joel Osteen is like a bicycle rider. He's a cyclist. The guy looks like he's like 0% body fat. Good for him. But why does he need a house that has three elevators in it? And again, what this really comes down to is non-profit. And this is something I really struggle with, this whole issue of non-profit. In fact, my church right here in town, I'll say this, yeah, my church, two or three times a year, they do a blood drive where this big bus comes into the church parking lot, and we're prompted to go out to the bus and give blood. And I do. I usually do it about half the time. I'll do it. I'll go out there and, You know, they'll put a pin in my arm and they'll take my blood. And for some reason, they love my blood because I have a blood type that is supposedly sort of a universal blood type. Only 3% have my blood type. So I guess I'm high on the list of vampires. I'm high on the wanted list for vampires, I should say, or blood banks. But in any case, you know, I was sitting there and they're taking my blood. And this is how cynical I am. This is how cynical I am. I take out my smartphone and I put in the name of the organization that I'm giving blood to, only to learn that more than, I think it was 7 of their executives earned over $100,000 salary. And okay, what's so wrong with that, Jim Paris? Well, again, this is a nonprofit. Their bus is in the parking lot of our church. And we're being asked to, for no compensation, right, to just go out there and sit for 25 or 30 minutes giving our blood. Now, there are organizations that will buy your blood. And there are places you can go to do that. You can sell your blood. I've never done that, but I've heard of college kids doing that. I wasn't smart enough in college to even know that that was around, because I'll tell you, there were some nights I was hungry enough that I would have probably sold one of my limbs for some extra money, no less blood. But I just struggle with this whole idea of non-profit. I mean, how can it be non-profit when Joel Osteen is basically using the TV show, which is paid for by ministry funds, which is a nonprofit, which is supported by donations? That TV show then makes him famous and promotes his wares, his books and tapes and all that. And then it appears that he gets all the money from the books. I mean, that's the allegation. I don't know, because I haven't seen his books. In fact, one of the things that is confusing to me is I searched all over the internet trying to find out, is Joel Osteen's organization, are they a member of, for example, the Charity Navigator website, Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, any of these sites? Nothing. I can't find any of that. So what are some of the people saying here? Some of these comments here, honestly, folks, I love you. I'm glad you're reading my blog. I love the fact that you're commenting. All of those are good things. But let's try and raise the level of the argument here a little bit. For example, one post here in reply to my article says, this person says, so some of our athletes are paid ridiculous salaries and are hardly anything but role models or people of goodwill. And no one is writing articles about their personal life. So pointing out that Joel Osteen's, this is sort of a typo, it looks like here. But their point is, why are you writing about Joel Osteen when there are people in the NBA and the NFL making millions of dollars? Because athletes are not paid with donations. The issue is non-profit versus for-profit. We'll come back more on the Joel Osteen financial scandal right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. If you're just tuning in, rather than getting into like a million different topics like I usually do in the first hour, and I've got a whole list of things here if this isn't of interest to anybody, but I'm kind of stuck here on this topic of Joel Osteen and how much money that he makes, and the fact that all of the book income appears that it goes to him personally. At least that's the upshot of the big article on him in the National Enquirer. So the TV show, which is paid for by his ministry, supposedly that's 100% funded by his ministry. So that would be like if I, Jim Paris, if I set up a nonprofit that I use that nonprofit to like buy infomercial TV spots for me all over the United States. And then I pocketed all of the profits from the sale of my stuff promoted on those shows. I mean, Tony Robbins has a TV infomercial, or at least he did. Why doesn't Joel Osteen go do what Tony Robbins does? Set up a for-profit business and be Joel Osteen, Tony Robbins. I mean, he could do that. He's a talented guy. People love his books. They love his public speaking. But I just have a problem with this whole idea of people in the nonprofit world making this kind of money. And I'll give you some other examples here. I've got up on my over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. You can see the link to this article that I'm referring to now. This is over at thestreet.com. Here's an example. Robert Zimmer, who is the president of the University of Chicago, which it says right next to the University of Chicago, it says nonprofit. And it says that his annual compensation is $2,756,000. $2,756,000. Now, I'm just asking this question, all right? What is nonprofit? Nonprofit is a section of the IRS code that allows for an organization to be formed as a nonprofit. That means that it's not about profits. Do we have to get the dictionary out here? Non-profit. Non, as in not, as in nada. Profit. How is it non-profit when Robert Zimmer, the president of the University of Chicago, is paid $2.7 million? How is that nonprofit? I really don't understand this. And I feel like I'm a chump, and I feel like most of us are a chump, because in essence, as taxpayers, we're subsidizing this. Because if organizations that paid their founders or their founders found a way, like Joel Osteen, to creatively make millions of dollars through the organization, if these organizations lost their nonprofit status, then people could not get a tax deduction for giving money to these organizations. Keep in mind that every time someone donates a dollar to a nonprofit organization, depending on whatever their tax rate is, let's say that it's 30%, that means that 30% of that dollar is coming from all of us taxpayers, because that is a tax deduction. So that then shrinks the amount of taxes that they pay into the pot, and that you and I, in theory, have to pay in to make up the shortfall. So I just have a problem with this. And there's so many examples here. Here's another one. Okay, this guy's name is Harry Johns, J-O-H-N-S, Harry Johns, president and CEO of the non-profit Alzheimer's Association. His annual compensation, $2,731,000. What? I mean, please. I did not know this. I don't remember giving money to the Alzheimer's Association. But if you're listening, if you have given money to the Alzheimer's Association, you have supported Harry John's $2.7 million salary. Now, I'm just a middle-class guy. I've got a radio show. I write books. I work from my home. My wife is a school teacher. We work hard for our money. The idea that these people are making this kind of money under the umbrella of nonprofit, I mean, we are all chumps. We are all chumps. Here we go. Boy, I guess it must be great to live in the Chicago area and get a job as an executive in a nonprofit college. Here we go. Northeastern University, of course, just outside of Chicago. The president of Northeastern University is a chap by the name of Joseph Aoun, spelled A-O-U-N. He is the president of the nonprofit Northeastern University. Annual compensation, $2,914,000. Are we stupid? I may not make that amount of money over my entire life, and it gets worse. Here we go. The United Jewish Appeal, Federation of Jewish Philanthropies of New York. Never heard of it. The president of the nonprofit United Jewish Appeal. His annual compensation, $3,151,000. What? $3,151,000. This is in thestreet.com. I've got links to it from my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. Now, this one really makes me angry. Goodwill. Goodwill. How many of us have cleaned out our garage and taken all of the stuff to Goodwill? I mean, stuff that's worth money that maybe you could have had a garage sale or done a Craigslist sale, right? Goodwill. And you drive past Goodwill. We've got one here in Palm Coast. There's another one up in St. Augustine. I go into their stores and buy stuff. Goodwill. When we all think about Goodwill, we think of it as just sort of an everyman's organization, right? Who doesn't love Goodwill, right? You're giving money and they help people out. The organization provides training, employment, services for people with disabilities or disadvantages. All sounds good, right? Been around for a long time. John L. Miller, the president and CEO of the nonprofit Goodwill Industries of southeastern Wisconsin. I don't know what that means. I hope that doesn't mean that this isn't the entire Goodwill organization, because that's what it says here. Nonprofit Goodwill Industries of southeastern Wisconsin. He makes $3,206,000. What? Seriously? I mean, really? I'm going to clean out my garage and give you all my stuff instead of having a garage sale, or instead of putting it up on Craigslist or selling it on eBay, so I can pay John L. Miller $3,206,000? What? And here's the last one I'm going to give you, okay? Who doesn't love visiting the aquarium? And by the way, this really does, you know, this is my hometown, Chicago. So this is telling me, boy, you gotta get to Chicago, get the first plane to Chicago, and find a job in the nonprofit sector. So in Chicago, there is a wonderful aquarium. Beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful place. Don't miss it. It's called the Shedd Aquarium. That's Shedd with two D's. Shedd Aquarium. The nonprofit Shedd Aquarium. And ladies and gentlemen, the president and CEO of the Shedd Aquarium is a man by the name of Ted Beatty. Maybe related to Warren Beatty. Who knows? It's spelled B-E-A-T-T-I-E. I don't think that's the same spelling. Ted Beatty, president and CEO of the nonprofit Shedd Aquarium. Annual compensation, $3,394,000. What? Really? They couldn't find anybody for $3.2 million. That's what happened. They put an ad in the paper. Would you run the John G. Shedd Aquarium for $3.2 million? Couldn't find anybody, so they had to pay this guy $3.3 million. I'm about to blow my top here. We'll take a break and be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out, practicing my yoga breathing here before I have a heart attack about this whole nonprofit thing. Crazy. This is insanity. Insanity. Look, if you want to be a nonprofit person, go and do good work and have a ministry or do some type of a nonprofit work, great. God love you. We need you. But if you're in it to make millions and millions and millions of dollars, I think you're scamming us. I really do. I don't think you go in. And like I was asking about this college president or this Shedd Aquarium president, how do they get to this point? I mean, how do you get to the point that you are the board of directors of an organization like the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, and you've got a guy making $3.3 million a year? I mean, really, was it that you put an ad on monster.com and you couldn't find anybody for $3.2 million? I mean, why? I don't get this. How does this happen? I mean, couldn't you find somebody like a really sharp executive with an MBA, somebody that shows up on time, knows how to look at a spreadsheet, knows how to make a public presentation, knows how to work with fundraising for $200,000? $300,000. I mean, really? You really can't find somebody for 10% of that amount. You see, this is what makes me wonder if these organizations really do have independent boards of directors. I really wonder, because how could you, if I were sitting on one of these boards, that's why I'm not on any boards, because I would just say, look, you're not getting $3.3 million. Maybe we'll give you $200,000. You shouldn't be making that much money if you're asking for donations. If you're out there asking for donations, in my view, especially like within the Christian community, somebody like a Joel Osteen or a Benny Hinn or the Trinity Broadcasting people, which take outrageous salaries. Look, if you're asking for people to give you their money, if I'm sitting in Joel Osteen's complex that has going to have an ice skating rink and all this stuff, a food court, and I, you know, maybe I'm struggling. Maybe I don't have enough money to pay my rent or my mortgage. Maybe I'm scraping together money to help my kids go to college, whatever I'm trying to do. And maybe I've got a few bucks in my pocket, $10, $20, $30. I'm not giving you my money, Joel Osteen. I'm going to take my $20 and I'm going to firmly keep that in my wallet. I was talking to my wife about this today. And we went out on our sailboat today. Yes, I have a sailboat. And I don't have a nonprofit organization to pay for it. Darn! If only I worked for a nonprofit, I could have a much bigger sailboat and probably charge the whole thing, the yacht, slip, everything to some nonprofit account somewhere. But I don't. I got to pay for that out of my own pocket. My wife says, look, why would any person give Joel Osteen any money at all? The guy's living in a $10 million plus home. And he does this through a non-profit organization. Okay, let's be careful here. Let's make sure we explain what's happening. Let's explain the accounting hocus pocus, right? So if Joel Osteen did what I think is ethically the right thing, which is to have his book sales, because he's made famous, he's promoted by his nonprofit, by his church and the TV show and all that. So all that money, in my view, should go into that organization. Then he should take a salary from that, and it should be publicly disclosed what it is. So if it's like $10 million a year, fine. You make $10 million a year, and then you just tell everybody that. Of course, that's not going to work, right? That's not going to go too well. So what we then do is we say, oh, well, the books are my own private side business. That's my own side business here. And I'm going to make that money personally, even though the ministry, the nonprofit, is promoting me and promoting my books. I'm going to take all that money personally. This is how Joel Osteen, according to media reports, has a net worth of more than $40 million, lives in a home more than 17,000 square feet in size. It is, the property tax assessor said in 2011 that it was valued at more than $10 million. The house features a guest house, a pool house, and three elevators. Three elevators. I've never had an elevator in any of my homes. I don't know where I would put an elevator. I have a one-story house, but I digress. Can you imagine having a house with even just one elevator? I mean, can you imagine the discussions around the dinner table at the Osteen home? Honey, have you noticed the second elevator seems to be running a little slow? Honey, have you noticed that our third elevator is a little dusty? Can you have one of the servants go in there and do a little bit of extra cleaning on that third elevator? Hey, the guest house, I was just out at the guest house, and gosh, you know, the cable connection there is a little bit fuzzy out of the guest house. I mean, can you imagine? And then also that you're a pastor and this is all sort of under the umbrella of a nonprofit organization. I don't know. I just don't think it's right. I really don't. Look, we've got, 4 or 5 minutes left here in the hour. Let me open up the phone lines. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think this is all good. I've got people here on my blog saying, who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? I love those comments. Who are you to judge? The answer? My name is Jim Paris. What is your name? You know, the Bible doesn't say we can't make judgments about living and common sense and practical matters and questions about whether we give money to people or not, or whether we think what they're doing is ethical or not. Certainly, I think the Bible is clear about making judgments about people's salvation and their eternal destinations, but that's not what I'm doing here. I honestly don't know where Joel Osteen stands with God. He could be a wonderful Christian guy that just happens to be getting rich in a way that I totally disagree with. That's fine, but I can make a judgment about what he's doing, and I will, and I have. So maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. 877-317-6432. We'll just give you a couple minutes here. And look, if you're one of these people that have been pounding me on my blog, here's your chance. Get on the radio show, pound me on the show. 877-317-6432. Of course, if you're listening between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday night, you are listening live, and we welcome your phone calls. 877-317-6432. All right. If no one calls on that, fine. I guess I've won the argument. Or I've just thoroughly confused a lot of you, and you've just changed to another show. That could be it also. All right. Do you have a dysfunctional family? How do you deal with that around the holidays? I got to tell you what happened here at our house. And I was so upset. I was going to use the P word. I didn't check with my engineer to see if I could tell people that I'm peed off. I'm not going to say the word, but I am. Because my wife and I, we cooked and cleaned for 2 days. My wife set up a beautiful Christmas dinner table with the tablecloths, Christmas tablecloths, all the Christmas plates and cups and little napkin holders. And it was like a picture out of, it was like a Norman Rockwell scene. And I had this beautiful, beautiful, slow roasted, I made beef béarnaise. I mean, it was amazing what we did. We took us 2 days to clean the house, to put together this amazing meal. Amazing meal. We bought gifts. We wrapped the gifts. We put the gifts under the tree. And we had announced to our family, our certain family members, that we were going to serve our Christmas dinner at around 2 to 2:30 on Christmas. And do you know that several of them just did not show up for Christmas dinner? They just didn't show up. I get a phone call as we're sitting down for dinner that, guess what? We're not coming. And it was sort of like a dog ate my homework type of a story why they weren't coming. And I was really hacked off about it. I lost the Christmas spirit that moment. And I really had a horrible Christmas day because I was so upset about it. But I've been reading more and more stories about these dysfunctional family situations. And I'll be honest, there are members of my extended family that would fall into that category. And if they're listening, they know who they are. And I'm really upset with you. I'm really peed off that you didn't show up for my Christmas dinner that I cooked for you. But we had a wonderful Christmas day nonetheless. And we had a young boy and his mother that had nowhere to spend Christmas. They don't have a family. They spent Christmas with us. And we sent them home with almost all of the food that we had left over. So that was, I felt like, a good thing. It was sort of taking lemons and turning them into lemonade and taking something horrible and turning it into a blessing for somebody. But I was still mad. Breathing in, breathing out, my yoga breathing tonight. All right, we're going to go for some news here when we come back. Student loan expert and problem solver, Jan Miller. Don't miss it.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.